Hey guys, what's up? Today I'm talking with Andy Gwynn, and he's going to share how you can super boost your post reach on LinkedIn and get thousands of eyes on your content. This is unbelievable. Check it out. Andy.
Okay, how's that?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. It's another Monday morning. It comes around quick. Let me just drag that off that screen so I don't look like I'm looking somewhere else. Yeah, I'm good. It's full on. I usually have a planner and a goal board going, how many speaking gigs do I want? And I've sort of taken it off because it was physical events. And there's yours come out of the blue, although we've been connected for 18 months. There was another guy, I used some automation, and I connected with him through a search I'd done. And he's running a big global summit aimed at property investors, which is a niche of mine. So I've just been interviewed on his webinar this morning. I've just had someone book me to do a recorded to send to them, and they're paying me for that. And then I've got another speaking gig on tomorrow or Wednesday. It's just, it's great. It's great because it's all online and it's all easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. You've been on LinkedIn for quite a while, I take it.
I've actually been on LinkedIn pretty much since it started in about 03, because I trained as a business coach with Action Coach, who you may know. And in Australia in 03, they said, oh, you need to be on LinkedIn. And all I did was just connect with people that I knew around the world. But I never started using it till about 2010. So I've been on it a lot in 10 years. So I was coaching and teaching, going in-house, doing corporate trainings. And then I franchised it, and that grew, and then dived, and now it's online. I've got three main things that we can obviously talk about. I invest in property, but the rest of the business is all about LinkedIn.
So you don't use like Facebook and all the rest of it, or do you?
I do. I have a big network of property investors, and a lot of them are on Facebook. So I'd be connecting with them and communicating with them, but not using it as a marketing tool. But in the last 6 months, and especially with lockdown, two things have happened. One is we've cracked the formula and the algorithm of LinkedIn to get your posts viral. And I notice you've been posting, but getting very little engagement, and we can share that formula. And so I'm growing that as an online membership. And then I put my three-month coaching program into an online course aimed at property investors. So both those things now I'm marketing digitally. So we're just in the middle of testing Facebook ads into tripwires, into email follow-up. And then the other side in parallel is email marketing into webinar, into follow-up, which will then add Facebook ads. So we're doing more and more with Facebook purely. Because prior to that, my sales was get a conversation and sell a $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 a month sort of consultancy or coaching program. So that was direct sales. But these two products are online, so we're selling them online. So yeah, I'm doing more with Facebook, Facebook and email, really.
Right. I love all those topics you're talking about. Your formula there you mentioned, is that to do with how often you should post on LinkedIn and get an engagement and all the rest of it?
Or? No. I'll share the formula. We straight into it because I loved your style when you said, "No, let's just get on the talk."
Chat. Just go natural. That's the best way, I think.
The guy before wanted to know my background and the history and everything. It's interesting because I've just looked at your profile and there's a guy giving you a recommendation who talks about comedy. And I coached a lady who's a comedian, but she's a corporate trainer and she uses comedy in her deliveries into corporate team. So I've just sent him a message and hooked him up with her. And if you go on YouTube and search Andy Gwynn 5 minute stand up, I did get professionally trained a few years ago, and that was at the end of it. It was you got the choice to do 5 minutes live sort of gig. In answer to your question about the Facebook, I got two things. I got a guy who I'm now a business partner with who developed the most unique automation for connecting and messaging contacts and all of the day-to-day direct connection contact messaging stuff to leave you free to respond to inbound messages. And in fact, that's what happened to you. I think I said congratulations on the work anniversary or something. That was automated. You then responded inbound and then we're chatting. The guy who's developed that got hold of LinkedIn's algorithm for posts is if your post gets 15 likes and 15 comments
within 2 hours
that you comment, but and you comment back on, and it's that we've tested a load of split testing and stuff. The 2 hours is the critical thing. We've found when you've got 14 likes because someone forgot instead of, and they got a better response than 16. But the key thing is that time window.
Mm-hmm.
And what LinkedIn does is recognize that it must be a great post because people are engaging and you're engaging back and it's happening very quickly. The quality of your post is secondary, still important because I've got people getting lots of views because they're doing good posts. And so that's great, but people were saying, well, how do I engineer that? So we've set up the Post Party Club and we've spent a lot of time and money developing the back office delivery because there's a lot of pods out there. Not many of them I'm seeing meet those 4-point formula. But then how do you engineer it? You know, you're putting everyone in a WhatsApp group, how are you getting 15 links? So we've built an on back office platform where you go register, there's 5 slots a week. You submit your post and you get 15 random links back of other members for you to like and comment on that they re-comment on. So you then re-comment on those that have done it with yours and it goes bang. And we're getting people who've got, we had a guy with about, he was a teenager. He got about 20 connections and was getting 1,000 views on his post. We've got people with not really posting, getting 2,000. I was typically getting 1,000. I'm now getting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. And now we put them in a Facebook group and we can help teach them how to write better posts, how to use hashtags, why video is important, all of that, and educate them on LinkedIn. And so that's something we're growing globally. And so, yeah, you've obviously, you've heard of the 2-hour window. So in answer to your question about the time of posting, I think it's irrelevant because yes, there are times that get better response, but if you're not touching those 4-point formula, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. The question that people might have initially there would be, maybe I don't want to get loads of likes and followers, you know, because that's not really going to get the result I'm looking for. But I know what your answer is going to be is that obviously the engagement is important. It's not about the vanity metrics of likes and follows. It's about getting your stuff shown to loads more people, which, you know, is a greater reach potentially.
So if that's their objection, my question would be, what are they doing it for? What are they looking to achieve by posting?
Yeah.
But I mean what's the answer to that?
You have people that are chasing vanity metrics. They just want the likes and the followers. They don't have a plan to do anything with that. Obviously LinkedIn's different. It's not Instagram. You know, people are doing business and they have a plan. So they might not see the sense in getting loads of likes and follows or whatever. But if doing what you're saying with the 4 steps covered gets your message sent out to a lot more people, then that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting because so many people are posting without any clear plan. And you're all about conversion rate. And there's 3 steps, isn't there? To get likes and comments that you comment back on is, if you like, vanity in itself. But if that then ticks the algorithm for LinkedIn to give it massive exposure, you're now getting thousands of views. And that's sexy for a lot of people because they go, I'm getting loads of views. And my background as a business coach is still, yeah, but that's just an activity. What's the ultimate outcome? Still vanity. And I used to struggle with people that say, I just want to get my name known. I just want to get exposure. Yeah, for what reason? Well, this gets you the exposure. Then what you've got to look to do is write good content and you've got to look at call to action because you've got to get inbound. Now, what you know is so many people out there are content consumers. They're just reading your stuff and not engaging with you. I call them LinkedIn lurkers. I had a guy contact me the other day and we had a call and I said, how come we're having a call? We're not connected on LinkedIn. He said, I've been reading your stuff for months and now I need some help. So there is an argument that you push stuff out there and someone might come in, but you can't grow a business on hoping that's going to happen. You've then got to get good. Where I get inbound is when I'm going, here's some content, here's some education on how to generate referrals in your business or get testimonials. here's a video of a client of mine giving me a great testimonial. P.S. It happens to be about my post-party club. So if you want to find out more about that, message me below. And that generates inbound. So it's about giving good content and weaving in the call to action. Because views on it, getting massive views will help at some level. But you're just waiting for that to happen. So as you say, views are vanity. Can you then get smart in your content to get people inbound? So the moment I offered the free video section or one video section out of my online course, if people message me below, that's clever because you're then getting more comments. So it's ticking the algorithm more. But then I've got inbound of people saying, yeah, I want your video. So then what? You send it to them and then you've got them in your CRM and you're following them up. So yes, you've got to get smart on what sort of content. But if you don't get the likes and comments that you recomment on, you ain't going to get the views. And if you don't get the views, you're not going to get the inbound. So when people say, I just want to get my name known, well, okay. But actually, so many people are posting and getting zero engagement because they're not touching that four-point formula. And we actually got hold of 30,000 LinkedIn premium users. We saw that 6,000 of them, so 20%, were posting at least twice a week and getting less than 10 engagements on the post. So in other words, they were getting virtually no results, no views, because they're not touching that formula. And that just shows you how many people are posting without understanding it. And then when you start looking at their content, it's terrible. I can see how few likes and comments you get on your posts, which will be a direct correlation to the amount of views you can see that you're not getting. And yet this is just instant. It's magic, and there's a lot of pods out there, but none that I've come across are touching this. And then how do you develop it? Because we tested it in corporate. We had a corporate team said, oh, we can do this. We said, great. And sure enough, it worked. But then after 90 days, it started to wane, which tells us that LinkedIn is recognizing that it's the same people liking and commenting. Mm-hmm. So it recognizes that. What we've got with our post-party club is it's growing globally every day. So you're getting 15 random links back in of other club members. And so it's keeping that going.
The post party is a trademark, am I right?
I haven't trademarked the name, but no. I've got postpartyclub.com and people go on there, they can see it, they can click and buy it. I just charge 97 quid a month membership, pay as you go. And what we've got is the back office portal. And this is where it's unique. I think there's two things unique. One is you've mentioned 2 hours. I've come across people with that, but they're not getting the 15 because it's getting the commitment from the other people. But then when they go in, you've got a choice of 5 slots a week. You can register for them all. And when you go submit your link, you get 15 back to like and comment on. But then you can rate the posts because we want to keep quality going. But also we want to chuck anybody out that might be abusive. But also if their content isn't brilliant, we can educate them on it. So it's building that community. I haven't trademarked the name Post Party Club yet, but it's PPC, which grabs people's attention.
Yeah. Well, so is that the main thing you coach? Is that the only thing you coach? Or do you like cover profiles and stuff?
Yeah. What I used to do was coach people through 12 weeks on. I'm a big believer in before posts. We jump straight in almost at the back end because people are posting and they understand what it is. In fact, I've just been invited on a summit or to pre-record it. And I said to the host, what angle do you want me to come from? And she said, people want to know what to post, when to post, how to post. I said, beautiful, I can talk about Post Party Club. But normally I would say to people, you've got to link. There's 2 sides to LinkedIn. One is your profile. It's got to be powerful. It's got to get found. It's got to give value to the reader. It's got to prove your credibility. There's a whole load of sections to the profile. So if you're pushing this out, Grant, I have a document called the 9 points to creating a powerful personal profile. I'll send you that after this call. You can send it out to your network with this. They can have that. It'll give them some ideas. And then there's your strategy. What do you do to go and find, connect and engage with people in the right way? There's so much concern out there about, I don't connect with people I don't know. People are trying to sell to me. Yeah, they are. They're doing it wrong. It's all about how you engage in the right way. You know that. And people get hung up, I think, over any platform and especially LinkedIn. And my view with LinkedIn is to get the conversation offline as quick as possible. You message me saying, do you want to get involved with this? I said, yeah, let's book the time to chat. You said, no, let's just get online and chat, which is cool. So you're either going to point someone to a phone call or you're going to point someone to your online, wherever you want to take them. And so there's no, LinkedIn, you know, is magic for getting to people. I can search for people. I can connect with them. I can see who's viewed my profile. That's a strategy that's so underutilized. I've written business again the other day. I've had clients do that for years. Because if you think about that, people are surfing around. LinkedIn's chucking ideas at you. I've just seen a guy who's given you a great testimonial. I've clicked on his link. I've been able to see him. Some people, you've just said it, most people don't have a plan or a strategy. They're just surfing. But some people will have viewed your profile for a valid reason. So I want to go and connect with them. And I just, in my invite, I just say, hey, you viewed my profile the other day. What interested you to do so? How can I help? I had someone inbound the other day said, I looked at it for this reason. Brilliant. Let's chat. So you can see who's viewed your profile. I want to accept who's come inbound. You've got a few thousand connections. What are you doing to engage with those every day? Most people can't unless you automate this. Now, there's a whole topic about the T's and C's of automation and people's perceptions around that. Couple of things. One is, well, in answer to your question, there is no point going out to engage with people if your profile's crap. So it is a two-part glue. You've got to get your profile positioned and written first. And I'm passionate about writing it from a business development and marketing perspective, like you've written in your about section. And then it's how do I connect? And there's so much functionality with LinkedIn. Most people can't, you're not going to do it all. So when I used to coach people, I'd say right at the end, let's decide what you're going to do, what works for you, because you can't do it all. I can't wish people happy birthday every day. I can't connect with everyone who's viewed, people who's viewed my profile, who's connected with me. What about groups? What about posts we've just talked about? I've just put all that on an online product since lockdown, but I've called it LinkedIn Mastery for Property Investors because I have a big audience of property investors, but it's generic. I've just sold it to a business owner because he said, well, you're only talking about case studies of property, how to search for landlords instead of purchasing managers or business owners. It's the same principle, so we bought it anyway. And that takes people through everything, how to write your profile, the about section, the experience section, how to get testimonials, how to upload documents and content and get a powerful profile. And then we cover all of the strategies. And that's great for most people. If someone then says, I want to use this day in, day out as part of my marketing, you can't do it without automating that activity. Now, it's against LinkedIn's T's and C's, but so is having your VA or your PA access your profile. It's against LinkedIn's T's and C's to connect with anybody you don't know, which is bonkers. They're hypocrites, aren't they? Because they're constantly chucking ideas at you. And you've got a few thousand connections. I've got 20,000. I don't know them all. So LinkedIn are hypocritical. So as long as you get your head around, are looking to communicate professionally and market ethically, then if I'm communicating and engaging in the right way, it should work. So I have some automation, and it's unique in that it's on a standalone server. LinkedIn is scanning for Chrome plugins, so people are at risk. So we've been using this for 4 or 5 years. And what it's doing is delivering on anything up to 200 actions a day. You and I spoke, we've been connected for a while because I think you either changed an experience section and it said congratulations on the new role. That was my automation. The moment you respond inbound, I can pick it up. So the core of my business is a lot of people said, that's great, we're never going to use it, but we need to systemize. Will you do it for me? So I have a done for you service where I'm delivering on people's activity every day, and it's freeing them up just to respond to what should be well-targeted, well-qualified inbound messages like they would email. So I have the done for you side. I then have, some people will buy the software directly from me and use it themselves. And then I have the post-party club. And those are the two main things. And if they're not going to use LinkedIn consistently, but they know they need a profile, I get this with a lot of professionals, IFAs, lawyers, property investors. They go, I know I need it. I need to pimp up my profile. I'm never going to use it day in, day out. They need that online course to take them through it all that they can use. It's full of templates and examples and stuff. So I don't really coach people one-on-one anymore because that online course gives it to them. But when COVID's done, I do get people talking about coming in-house and training teams. But 95% of my business now is done for you, or the automation, direct contact, I call that, or post-party club for people that are posting because they just can't achieve it elsewhere. And when you tie the two in, it now covers all of LinkedIn. I would have said to you if we'd have spoken last year, I'm not that big into posts. For what we've said, we're not getting the engagement, the views. We're relying on someone to see it. 80% of LinkedIn is the direct contact. Go search for your purchasing manager. Go connect with him. Go engage with him. Go get your sales call. But actually now, if you think about it, what we do see, if your posts are suddenly getting thousands of views, people at some level, if your post is engaging, they'll click through and look at your profile. Now what I'm doing automatically is connecting with everyone who's viewed my profile and sending out welcome messages, follow-up messages. I can now message 100 of my connections every day with engagement messages. So now we're just tying it together beautifully in something that, unless you tell me different, I think is unique. You know, there's people out there dabbling in different ways, but not at the level that we are.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good stuff. I'm definitely not at that level. I am tweaking my profile every now and again, you know, keeping it fresh and up to date and trying to improve it all the time. I was going to ask you with regards to automation and tools, like people use things like Rocket Reach. I assume you've heard of that. No, it basically scrapes people's emails from the internet, you know, stuff like that. But you can get harmed, you know, get put in LinkedIn jail if you go using the wrong stuff and then LinkedIn detects it. But, you know, if you're setting up automated emails and so on, what softwares do you use for that? Is it just Sales Navigator or do you have some other stuff?
Okay. It is hypocritical with LinkedIn, isn't it? Because you can just import your database with them, but you can actually export your contacts into your CRM system. And I'm very wary of that. I used to do that pre this automation. So I have a business partner who's a rare breed of marketeer and developer, and he's developed this automation that delivers on your LinkedIn activity. So I'm not into scraping emails because it's cold, and I'm not into exporting my LinkedIn contacts into my email CRM system anymore because you just got to be wary of how you communicate. But I think I get a better response from LinkedIn. So Sales Navigator is a LinkedIn premium. I'm using Sales Navigator purely for the search function because it's detailed, but also our automation. You do a safe search, so I'll search for property investors in the UK. I'll save that in Sales Nav. My automation accesses my LinkedIn profile, accesses my Sales Nav, goes find that safe search, and then it goes and connects with them. And then I've got it set up that 3 days, as you accept, I send you a welcome message. 3 days later, I'll send you a follow-up message. You can write messages and campaigns. So to all extents and purposes, it's personal. It's based. Someone said, "Oh, I don't like automation. That looked automated." I said, "Well, I wrote it. The only difference is I didn't go send. My software went and accessed it and sent it." So what it's doing is dealing with the daily grunt you want to do on LinkedIn, and it just frees you up to respond to messages. And you're right; you've got to be careful with other softwares. I hadn't heard of that one, but there's things like Duck Soup. There's a few others out there. Simply, if it's on a Chrome plugin, LinkedIn can detect it and they're scanning for them and they're looking to block your profile and they're looking to shut the softwares down. As is relative, it was unique. I think there's one or two others now. They're on standalone servers, so they're undetectable. The only way you're going to get flagged by LinkedIn is they're flagging and monitoring activity. So regardless of what you do, I would never send out more than 50 invites a day to prospects. Now, I've met one or two people who do that manually. There's others using VAs and PAs, so it's possible outside of automation. And LinkedIn will scan, block you, and they'll go, your volume's high, you're clearly having someone else access your profile. You've either got a PA doing it or you're automating. I would never send out more than 100 messages to 100 of my existing connections per day. But, you know, if you've got a couple of thousand connections, your average CEO has 1,000. Let's say you've got a couple of thousand, you could message all of those connections once a month, couldn't you? And now you're engaging with them. The other thing that LinkedIn have started flagging is the amount of pending invites you have. So people that haven't accepted your invite. And what they're saying is you must be connecting with people you don't know because they haven't accepted. That's against our T's and C's, which we've already said is pure hypocrisy. So one thing your listeners need to do is go check pending invites and just withdraw them. But again, my automation does that for me, so I don't have to worry about it. So it is unique. You have to be very wary. I had a client that I was delivering for, and about 3 months in, he emailed me. He said, here's LinkedIn's email, we've been caught. And when I read their email, it said, you're using this software, cease. And I went, that's not ours. That's a Chrome plugin you've got installed on your laptop from before we started working. Get rid of it. So ours is safe and unique. If anyone's using any Chrome plugins in the way of automation, you are putting your profile at risk. And so I just wouldn't touch it. So this is safe and unique. It's the most functional, some of the functions we've talked about. It's also intelligent. I set up a series of messages to go out. If you respond inbound to me, that stops and I jump in. So it's just looking human. And what it means is I can now connect with or send out 50 invites a day, send out messages to them. I can message my connections. I can connect with who's connected with me, connect with who's viewed. Wish you congratulations on your new role because you changed your experience section. LinkedIn picked that up. That's stuff I can never do on my own. And so I'm delivering on anything to 200 actions per day that's just freeing me up to respond to inbound messages like you message me.
It's amazing stuff. So if anyone out there listening was interested to follow up with your stuff and find out more and get on that track, where would they go? Would they find you on LinkedIn or a website or
link? Of course. Connect with me on LinkedIn, and it's Andy Gwynn, and it's Gwynn spelled G-W-Y-N-N. I don't know, is this a podcast? Is this video being recorded? There's only one Andy Gwynn looks like this. There's another two or three in the UK, and there's one in Dallas, but they don't look like this.
Okay, for anyone that doesn't have the visuals, you're looking for a guy with glasses and a ZZ Top beard.
Or without the glasses, but a big long beard, that's right. Now, what will happen when they connect with me, my automation will accept and then it'll send them messages and they'll think, what's he on about? Because he was talking with Grant. The moment they message me in, I will respond to everything. Or they can email me at andy@andygwynn.co.uk. And really, if there's stuff on my profile that they can download that's free. If they want to find out any more about LinkedIn and they want to chat about it, the easiest thing is just message me through LinkedIn or email and we can see where they're at. Because there's three types of people. Everyone should be on LinkedIn, you know that. There's someone who's never going to use it consistently, but they know they need a profile and they should be building their connections. If people connect with me, they immediately grow their second tier connections. That's connections of connections. By 20,000. So they should be connecting with you and they should be connecting with me building connections. If they're going to stop there and just dip in and out of it, then there's some things I can send them to help them with their profile and stuff. If they're using it or looking to use it consistently as a marketing tool, we should be talking about automation and done for you. And anybody out there who's posting and only getting a few hundred views on their posts, there is no point posting unless you tap into this algorithm. Some people can do it themselves with Teams, but if not, they need to look at Postparty. I had a lady the other day who said, she trialed Postparty. She said, I just can't commit, I'm really busy. I thought, that's fair enough. But then I looked at what she'd done and I said, that's fair enough, but in the last 3 days, you've gone and posted anyway and you're getting no engagement. So if you're telling me you're busy, I understand that, don't post, don't even write it, don't even put it up there, it's sort of pointless. I do smile because she was arguing she was that busy, but she was still taking the time to do stuff that was getting her nowhere. You know? So the easiest thing is connect with me on LinkedIn. If you get an automated message, you'll see it working. The moment you message me in, I'll respond. That's the easiest way.
That's great stuff. I just want to say thank you very much for connecting and chatting today, Andy. And I'm going to make sure that in the show notes as your links so that people can click through and check you out.
Perfect. I appreciate it.